Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag. I am so excited. Hashtag my investing story.
You are muted.
My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the master wealth builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And I'm very excited to bring to you, with my co-host, Ione McNeil, we're very excited to bring to you another episode of Hashtag My Investing Story. And as a part of our podcast and our program, we want to just make sure you do know that we are volunteers with Better Investing. We're not day traders. We're not money stockbrokers. We are just simply volunteers. Volunteers with a phenomenal organization and established in 1951 as the National Association of Investors. And this nonprofit organization has helped over 5 million people from all walks of life learn how to improve our financial future. We provide unbiased investment education and powerful, very powerful online stock analysis tools to create successful lifelong investors. And when you think about our philosophy, it is to invest a set amount regularly, that's first. Second, to reinvest all earnings, and then to buy stocks that are high-quality growth companies. And then, of course, to diversify our portfolio. That's what we focus on. But tonight, I don't want to delay as I introduce to you our phenomenal guest, Ms. Cynthia D. Williams. Is a program manager, a professional with over 25 years of experience managing and leading projects for the federal government. And she's also a distinguished Toastmaster for over 9 years. What I love about Cynthia's story, though, and Ione's going to get into this, she is a new Better Investing member. She is a new Better Investing member. Cynthia has been the district leadership leader with Toastmasters International, which, of course, is another national nonprofit educational organization similar to Better Investing. And so we'll get more into her story and tell you a little bit more about her as we go on. But I'm very excited to now introduce you to my co-host, none other than the baby billionaire, Ms. Ione McNeil. How are you this evening, Ione?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Actually, I don't even know if I were any better, I'd be you.
So I'm glad to have Ms. Cynthia on because we generally ask our guests to start from the very beginning. But tonight we're actually going to ask you to start at the beginning of how you found Better Investing, because I think that's an interesting story, and I think it's a great contrast to some of our older members who have stories of picking up a newspaper in the 80s or the 90s or, you know, seeing an ad about a class. So I'm interested to hear, how did you even find out about Better Investing first, and then what was your, did you have any awareness or experience with investing before you found Better Investing?
So what, me jumping into Better Investing, and how did I find it first? So let me just go back just less than a year, almost a year now. I was in New York. So I have a cousin in New York. Her name is Monica Ely. And we were up, and I want to say it was the summertime in 2019. So we talked about just different. Different ways we can jump into growing our money, basically. So that was fast forward the next year. We got to talking again over the phone, and Monica mentioned, what about investing? So I always wanted to be in the know and know about stocks and investing. She said, me too. So we always wanted to do that. So we decided we were going to dive out there and start Googling and finding out more stuff about investment clubs. She mentioned that. So we started doing that. We just started doing our research. And I want to say that was October 2020. So October 2020, somewhere in there, we started doing it, just diving in. And then we were going to meet with a couple of people. She was going to bring some people, and I was going to bring some people. We were going to meet online, and we were going to talk about what we knew about investment clubs. So that was going to happen in November. So in October, I'm just Googling and looking and going through everything possible. Mentioned it to a coworker. My coworker's already heavily invested in investing. He has his own portfolio, and I told him what I was looking to do. He says, well, just check into Better Investing. Look that up, Google it online. I said, okay, that's what I'll do. Once I did that, and it seemed like everything that I was, when I was Googling prior to him telling me that, everything brought me back to Better Investing. So him saying it was confirmation. So I jumped into it, looked into Better Investing, and it's so funny because once I saw the tab that says chapters, I went to chapter and I found Maryland. And then I sent a note to one person, and I never got a response. So the next weekend, I was still looking in heavily into it because I wanted to be able to bring something to the table to Monica when we started to talk, in addition to the people I was going to bring. So I went back in, and I Googled this time everybody on the list instead of just one. Exactly. So I sent it to every person except the top person. So this time I went to everybody, whatever section they were in. I didn't care what you had and what you were in control of or what project you were taking care of. You were going to get an email. So that I did. And then Miss Anna called me. Miss Anna, she's the president of the Maryland chapter. She reached out via email first, and then she reached out through a phone call. And at that point, I just filled her ear with, I'm excited about what I'm seeing, and this is what I'm trying to do, and I want to take something to the table when we go and talk in November. And she said, oh, whoa, whoa. And she was great. I'm glad you emailed everybody. We all got it. Now we're reaching out to you. So that's how we started with Better Investing. That's me reaching out. For the investment club, it was Monica, my cousin in New York, and I pulling, I think she brought about four people, and I brought four people, and we kind of came together in November. We just had some interest meetings, and it was all online, and we had the envision that we were going to continue to be online because she's in New York, I'm in Maryland, and anyone we were bringing in, I had brought somebody in at that point from Virginia as well that was interested. So that's how we got started into one, BI, and then two, in an investment club. All of this is still just what we're thinking we want to do. Yeah.
Right,
it's
right.
All in the, yeah.
And is this in the Black Investment Club?
This is in the Black Investment Club.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So is this investment club like a family and friends investment club?
It is. It is a family and friends. And again, everybody we went after to bring in, people we're familiar with, whether they're family or friends, but on that same level, we were all trying to have that, look for that like-minded, if you will, person to come in and join us and at least hear what we were saying and then see if they were thinking in the same way.
Excellent. If you don't mind, talk us through this first year. You know, what have you been learning within the investment club? Not only did you just join BI, but you're also like a volunteer for the Maryland chapter. So talk to us about the learning process you've experienced in starting a club within a year, and then also, because I don't even know if you've attended anything in person for BI, but just even being connected to the Better Investing community and your chapter. What have you really been learning just even within this year?
Okay. So I can share with you, our entire club is members, we have nine, are novice to slightly intermediate. We all came in there brand new and green, wet behind the ears, but loving life and loving what we were hearing. So we all said, this sounds something really good. One of the things I know Monica always kept pushing, it was all education. So we want to definitely see the fruits of that labor as well, but we still want to learn because we were all novice. So diving in, again, when I jump into something, I go full force, all feet, all body, head under. So what I did is I just kept diving in, and then when I was talking with Miss Anna, she was sharing with me some of the fruits, some of the things that BI offered and what they could do as a Maryland chapter to help us get started. So I hooked on to that. Once you promise something, I'm going to hold you to it. So I did. I kind of asked her, can she come in, meet our members? And she took us through a couple of steps. She took us through a couple of steps when it came to, well, I'm going to bring in a couple of directors with us. We'll talk to you once, then we'll call you later, then we'll talk to you offline and then to see what you're looking to do and looking to get, what do you need, so we can come in with the right information that she did. And then we came as a group to be able to talk with her and Jonathan, who all came in and gave us a lot of information. But that's the thing. This is all in maybe the first of the year, somewhere around there. So that was probably about March. So she's given us all this information, Jonathan, everyone, but that was the thing. It was so much information. It was overwhelming, right?
Exactly.
So even going onto the BI site, it's just so much. You're like, where do I start? And that's where I believe all of us in the group were. We were still trying to get our footing. So November, December, January, February. Those months we were still talking about it. We hadn't officially started the group. We didn't start the group until Monica's got to keep me honest. The group got to keep me honest because it may have been March or it may have been May. My M's are messed up there. But we just started in March, between March, April, and May. That's when we started our group. I want to say March 26th. I'm going to be precise here. But, again, it was just so much information. It was just so overwhelming. And we actually felt like it was, where do we go? Where do we start? But, of course, we just kept digging. At that point, now if everybody's saying so much information, so overwhelming, that tells me, okay, so we got to dig a little deeper. And I was like, Miss Anna. And then she would tell me about Better Investing. I said, well, I love it. I think I have the perfect platform in Toastmasters, and I'll get to that later. But I want to be a volunteer with BI because I want to know more. I learn better. I earn better when I learn. So if I continue to do it, I'm going to learn it. I'm going to earn it. And I can be able to take it back to our Better Investing Club in the Black. So that's how I felt. So I just dive in, I grab it, but I want to engulf it. One of the things I don't want anyone to do is just show me, give me a template to say fill it in. I need to know the intricacies. I need to know everything about it. I need to know, dig deep, tell me, dig deeper, tell me how does it work. And then that's how we got there. So that's what I wanted to do to be able to bring back to the In the Black Club.
Excellent. And I want to talk about two things. One, you know, to have connected with Anna McBride, I think it's McBride. McBain. Sorry about that. You know, I think one of the most valuable resources that we have is the volunteers who are really ready, willing, and able, and capable of handholding beginners, novices, intermediates, even experienced investors. And I think that's one of the gems of being in the Better Investing community. And I'm so glad that you didn't stop at just one email, but emailed everybody until you got a response and you got somebody live to talk on the phone with and help you walk through that process. In addition to Ms. McBain, the president of the Maryland chapter for Better Investing, in addition to that relationship, were you attending or visiting any clubs, any model clubs, any other investment clubs, or even any classes as an entire investment club to kind of have a group experience of learning together instead of feeling like you have to teach each other in the meeting?
Great question. Yes. So again, when we dived in, like I said, I dived in full force. And as soon as I got in, I did the 90-day, even before
pre-trial.
Connecting.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Even before connecting with Miss Ann, I had already signed up for the 90-day pre-trial. Doing that, I saw all of the classes. You started getting emails. Then I started getting those emails, and I immediately forwarded to our partners in the Black Club. Hey, guys, look at this. Jump on this. If you're available, jump on that. And a lot of them were the model clubs, whether it was D.C., Washington, D.C. Model Club, Montgomery County, Maryland. I've been on almost all of the DMV areas just trying to listen in. So I know some of the names from Kevin Gilroy to all of them. So just sending it out to the whole club, letting everybody know if you are available, if you can, jump on it and just listen in so we can kind of understand how the structure's laid out and how and what they're doing, just kind of get anything we hear individually and then bring it back collectively to the club and then talk about it. So that's one of the things we did from jump. And, yeah, we did it as a group. We actually sat in some of the SSG classes. Of course, everything at the beginning went way over our head. I have no idea what they're talking about, but I'm writing it down, and I'm going to copy out what they're printing. I'm going to print out what they're sharing. So, but it went over our head when we first started, but we were there. But definitely, yeah, forwarded those emails saying, hey, put it on your calendar. Matter of fact, I sent it out as a calendar invite, so it was already on their calendar. So if they jumped on, they could. If they would, they did.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. And thank you. Thank you for sharing that. We'll get back to this point. But let's go back to, I guess, being born in Alabama but raised in Maryland, correct?
Raised in PG County.
In PG County, Prince George's
yep.
County. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, my family's from Alabama, so we definitely have those country roots.
Right, exactly. And so talk to us a little bit about your earliest experiences with money as a child. Was it something that your parents talked about or not talked about? Were there maybe some lessons that you learned through osmosis, something maybe explicit or not explicit? Because we kind of want to hear that journey of where you started to where you are now.
Oh, that's awesome. That's funny, actually. I was tight. I was tight with money. Oh, yeah. You couldn't get anything out of Cynthia. And I was so tight when my mother and I would go out together because I was a mommy. I was a baby. I was so sheltered. I was always up under my mother. My father passed when I was 11. So my mother, single parent and bringing up two children, my brother and I. My brother's about a year and 9 months older than me. But my brother, money ran out of his fingers. But for me, I was tight. My mother and I would go out a lot. When we go out, I would always want to go out and be with her when she gets to the cash register. Because whatever she spent, I would hold my hand out for change. I would hold out, oh, I'll get that for you, Ma. And I would hold on to it. And she don't think I forgot you got my change there. But it would go in my bank and it would never leave. I can say that I was always tight with money. My mom is a single parent. She had two children. We were in Maryland. She was trying to do it. And she was. She was doing it. She was doing it by any means necessary. My mom never spoke about money, really. We didn't have that conversation at home. We went to Prince George's County Public Schools. We didn't really have it at school either. They didn't offer that. So me just wanting to have money in my hand and be able to say I had money. So when somebody needed it, I had it to give. That was me. My mother didn't speak much about money, finances, and all that. We know she was struggling, and we just knew we got the world. Whatever she gave us, we just knew we were on top of the world. I mean, from hand-me-downs to five-and-dime stores, it didn't matter. My mother made it nice, made it. I mean, bring it home, wash it, clean it up, iron it, and then put it on us. We have new outfits. We're going to school and feeling great about it. Same thing back at home in Alabama. We had the best of the best world. Never knew we were needy, if you will. Okay, so my mother made it nice. So, but the conversation around money, it wasn't there. It was me just being tight. And as I grew up, I loved school all throughout. So in school, I kind of just applied myself to things. Again, it's from day one, I've always just, when I jumped into something that I saw that I liked, I jumped in full force, whatever it may be. So when it came to money in the house, I would say, the conversation wasn't there. I probably got it out more of it just being out in the world and seeing it and knowing what I want and then going after what I want. One of the things for my mom that she did do, she may not even know she did, was just, one, not talk about money, struggle, but not let us fear a struggle, but we knew what it was. But at the same time, her doing that made me want to know about it more. Does that make sense? So I learned about being tight, making sure not wanting to have to scratch or whatever, just not have
and
the
sometimes
money.
Not even ask.
Yeah. So at that point, her not doing that and showing or talking and having that conversation, in our household, that just pushed you a little bit more to want to find out a little bit more about it. So whatever was out there, I went out. If it intrigued me, I went after it to find about it. So, again, I just jumped full force and learned about it. But, nope, the finance conversation was not had in our household. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't presented to her. I mean,
she grew up without
that. So why would she turn around and give me something she doesn't know much about?
Right. No, we love hearing the beginning because we then, which is the next question, we love hearing about when did you decide to actively pursue investing and not just stock investing, which is what you're into, getting into and learning about now, but you mentioned that you are into real estate. So, you know, was it high school, college, after college? You know, talk to us maybe about your first job and if you even had a 401k, did you even know about it? Because we're interested to kind of see, you know, what may have happened or when you decided to kind of shift the tables and take ownership to learn more about making your money work for you in general.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome. I am so glad you invited me on this call. But, yeah, that's exactly. I'm going to fast forward past high school and college. I'm going to say when I started working with the Postal Service long term. I even started before that, but this is where it's relevant. So the Postal Service, I went to the Postal Service for 20 years. I know I'm only 16 and a half, but anyway, let's get past that part. But, but yeah, 20 years with the Postal Service. And when I went in for the first day of the Postal Service, you know, you get your orientation, right, your new employee orientation. So I got the orientation, and they laid it in front of us about this 401k, which they call the Thrift Savings Plan. So I'm looking at it, and they're trying to tell us about it. And the first thing I hear is different stocks, basically, or different funds to put your money into. So I know when I went in, again, even with everything, I go in full force, right, because I want something big on it on the other end. So when they were telling us about it, all I knew, I heard the funds, and I said, okay, well, I wanted four funds. They mentioned four funds. I said, well, let me put 25% in each so I can get, you know, cover it all. I wanted to cover it all, and then they'd tell you about what the max you can put in. I said, well, let's do the max. You know, I'm working. I'm going to work 7 days a week, 20, whatever they tell me. I was a workaholic. I believe you work. You get paid. So I believed in that. I have great work ethic. So when they were talking about the thrift savings, that's what I did. I said 25 in each max. That's all I know. After that, all I know at that point is I am now a passive investor because I never thought about it ever again. I'm working 20 years. I don't even think about this thrift savings plan.
Exactly,
right? So now I'm considered this passive investor. But I'm okay because I know I have money that I don't know about, but I got money. So that's where it all started. There it is. I have the 401k plan or the thrift savings, if you will. 20 years later, and I see it every month. They send us every quarterly, rather. I'll see my statement.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I take my thrift savings plan statement, put it in my folder because I have some order. I do have order, and I put it in my folder in my file cabinet. And again, there it stays. Never thought about kind of reading it over, whatever the case may be. Fast forward 20 years later, I'm now moving to the Postal Service is quasi-government. Now I'm going to the federal government, right? So now I'm at the federal government, and now I'm 40-some-odd years old. And I'm actually just working in 20 years in the Postal Service, really never paid attention to my thrift savings plan until I got to another government agency, and I decided I wanted to buy a house, something like that. Maybe off for some years, but at the same time, that's when I used my thrift savings plan to help me purchase my house, or whatever the case may be. And now I'm using it to further with even the rental properties. But again, now at another agency, running to a different group of people, the Lord has blessed me by putting good people in my life along the way, all the way. So now I run into another group of people, and now I have a different look on things. And then along with these people here, I run into now the BI. So all of these things BI brings into place helps me talk out loud about what I actually have with someone else in the organization I'm in. Again, he's putting good people in my path, if you will. So now I have a gentleman we talk on at work, and we talk about these same gentlemen and say, hey, looking to BI. Better than
exactly.
So now we're having those conversations, and his name is Jeff Jones. He's a great guy, and we talk all the time. So now we're having investment conversations. So this is how this is coming about. Again, it's nothing that I seek out when it came to investing. It's something that I had, and really passive. And now as I'm maturing in life and the things are coming into fruition, things coming into my life and the people that are coming into my life, these things are actually being shown to me. So now I'm thinking about investing. So actually investing is heavy on my head now since the pandemic. The pandemic is capping the year 2020, right? Everybody now has, it's the year of eye-opening. You have now have 2020. Think about it. So now I'm seeing a lot of things that I already had, but now I'm able to really see them because things have been put in front of us. So I'm enjoying it. Right now, being a novice in investing, 2020 and 2021 is actually when I started thinking about investing, even though when I was investing already. I actually had the thrift savings plan, and I had E-Trade. So I had something in E-Trade, still had no clue. Because it was something that intrigued me, and I always wanted it, and wanted to know about it. But two things. One, I saw a big word. So I thought, oh, this is definitely not for me. And then the next thing I saw is, excuse me if I don't mean to offend anyone, but all I saw were white men, rich white men that were doing it and talking about stocks. So I kind of veered away from it for those two reasons. People I was seeing doing it. And then two, those words were just too big. I don't understand that terminology. So it didn't come easy. So I went to what I knew. So I stuck with what I knew. And in most cases, we all do that. But, I don't want to offend anybody or put something on someone, but that's what
We're actually
what
great. Yeah. We're grateful that you brought that up and was able to talk frankly, because one of the questions I ask sometimes some guests is what was your original image of investing? You know, when we think of growing up, when we think of investing, if we have not been exposed to it, in our own imagination, it is a middle-aged white man, slender, of nice, you know, average height with a suit on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, investor to us, or at least to me, was the equivalent of a stockbroker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't until I was exposed to better investing that I realized, oh, these are everyday people.
Oh, my goodness.
Who are investing successfully and actually more successful than those who, quote unquote, make a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you, I don't think you offended anybody for speaking, your truth about, you know, what you really thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm interested because so far you are one of the first African-American women guests that have been on and did what you did when you started at the post office, which was to max out your thrift savings plan and to select funds. We had a guest last week, Ms. Susan Gooding-Libert, who's in our investment club. And even though she is a CPA and an accountant by trade, she admitted to working for 20 years, but only contributing to her, I think it may have been 457 plan, but not investing it because she didn't realize she needed to invest it. She just knew that she needed to contribute. And so sometimes there's that gap in knowledge and information of how do you really take advantage of these benefits, you know, the investment plan, that's being offered to you at work. Were you surprised, Money, your savings plan grew to at the end of 20 years, especially in comparison to your peers? Because I could probably bet that your peers did not fill out the form, you know, the same way that you did. Could you talk a little bit about that kind of like eye-opening compound interest impact experience you had at 20 years?
Yes, I man, yes. I wasn't surprised because, like I said, when I got the statements, I looked at it and I watched it.
You had been seeing it all.
So, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I've been watching it, I mean, quarterly. I put it away, but when I put it away, I first looked and looked at the number. So I was excited about it then. So, yes, but the eye-opener was, I'm going to even keep it recent, is just talking with my coworker, Jeff. And we were going through it, and I'm so wide open. I wear my heart on my sleeve and everything. So I'm like, okay, Jeff, we're going to do a Zoom. I'm going to show you my account, and you walk me through it, that type of thing. So we were doing
exactly,
that.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes. So the thing that really got me teasing from ear to ear was when he said, oh, man, you a thousandaire. So we're looking at it, and we're breaking it down. But it was wonderful to already have the money, and it was even – it can be both ways. It can be a kick in the butt and a high up in the sky feeling when he said, man, but if you did some strategies that we're about to talk about, you would be a millionaire.
Yep. Yep.
So we started talking strategies, and he sent me a book. It was wonderful. I'm going to tell you the book in a second. I'll pull it up. But it's when we just started talking those things, and then he just, it's just a beautiful thing to remove yourself and be able to hear someone else so you can hear, get a different perspective of things, and then have that sound like ah, right? And I'm like, oh, this is it. This is it. So now I'm paying attention to my 401k. When I get that quarterly, I'm just not sticking in it. Matter of fact, I'm online now before I get the quarterly.
You know, I'm logging in
and I'm looking because now I understand. Now I have the breakdown. I know what the funds are. I know what the funds are, what they mean. It's a beautiful thing. Knowledge is so beautiful. So that's what I'm getting out of BI. That's what I'm getting out of the conversations I'm having now, that I now can talk about investments in stocks. It's a beautiful thing. I am just overjoyed. I am just, you see, I'm jumping out this seat. But, yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I mean, it was an eye-opener, but it was an eye-opener mostly when Jeff said those two words. You're a thousandaire, but you could have been right now a millionaire if you'd have did this a little different. But we did it a little different, so I'll be a millionaire soon.
Exactly.
So I appreciate
exactly.
it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to thank Jeff, too, on your behalf because, you know, what a blessing for him to be a coworker and just a regular mentor. I don't even know if Jeff is a volunteer. He may not be. But the fact that as a Better Investing member, he shared the wealth of BI with you. And as a beautiful human being, he has started to invest his time and energy in helping you get it together. Because generally, that's what the Better Investing community, members and volunteers, that's what we do. If we are knowing this stuff, and that's why I wanted to ask, you know, these specific questions, because also as a Better Investing member, we also know how much beginner investors overlook.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned with the pandemic and 2020 and everybody having their eyes open to what could be made in the stock market, there are a lot of people spending a lot of time and money trying to learn how to get rich quick, how to make a lot of money, unfortunately, in a brokerage account, when they have not yet even looked at their 401k,
what they already have.
That's why anybody that calls me and say, hey, I need help, my very first question to them is just what Jeff did to you. What about your retirement account? We have to start there because if you continue to overlook the blessing and opportunity that's already there, you can't get this other stuff. And it's in your best interest from a tax perspective and your future self-retirement perspective to do all that learning right there, like in that nest egg first. And in doing that, it helps you to build the confidence to then you know, extend out, create more accounts, and then even you knowing what other accounts you should be creating, because I think that is the other part that a lot of people are missing. It's a lot of activity with no strategy.
Mm-hmm.
No strategy.
Mm.
You know, I mean, but a lot of people not asking the questions.
Yeah.
Right? Not even just the right questions. They're just not asking questions, you know, asking for help. So talk to us about where you are now and what the future looks like in terms of your own kind of future vision of money, whether for yourself, your family, the investment club. What is the future looking like so far in your mind for you financially?
Good question. So I'm going to just speak to the near future, so like in the next 6 months to a year. With Better Investing, I just want to definitely continue to learn. I am so excited and grateful that they have so much that you can go, whatever question you have or whatever word you're tussling over with, you can put it in the search box. It's something to pop up. So I just want to dive into that, and I want to be very – I'm always, like I said, I gotta know. So I want to be very proficient because I want to be able to share this excitement with the next person. I want everyone to know. So my immediate in this 6 months to a year time frame, I want to be able to get in the Black Investment Club to a point where we have that structure, like a model club. I want that structure so bad because I want to be able to invite people in and then they can look at us and we can just, yeah, I want to get us there. I would love for us to be there. And I see us there because we have some great people in us. And then I'm not going to steal this thunder because I want to be able to come back as a club on your show and let a couple of them share theirs. Monica, and I mentioned her before at the beginning of the show, she has this beautiful thing, and I'm ready to get behind her and push with her. And I know Ms. Vivian in the Maryland chapter mentioned this too. It's about paying it forward to the youth. And she has a great vision and a great idea. So she spoke to it briefly, but I'm not going to steal it. I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm going to just say that little bit because I'm going to bring her back on the show. And I want her to share and just know that we're going to all be behind her 100% because we're ready to, again, pay it forward. And she's looking at the youth. She wants to leave a legacy, and she wants to hit it hard. So I'm loving that. But for the immediate, I want to get in the Black up to speed. I want us to be structured, and I want to be a model club. I want to be not a model club, but I want to be a model club that we can invite people in, and they're like, okay, yeah, that's it. And I want to be able to share the knowledge. So that's my immediate with the inside of BI and the investment club. With BI, I want to grow as a volunteer, be used as much as I can be wherever they need me. The one thing I would share with Ms. Anna, which is the president of the Maryland chapter, Ms. Anna McBain, is that I want to be on the outreach team because, again, I mentioned earlier that I have the perfect platform. In Toastmasters, it's funny, when I was little, I was a shy, sheltered baby, little girl, and I would not speak for anything. Man, you can't shut me up. But Toastmasters is another volunteer organization, nonprofit 501(c). I love dealing. Another thing I have passion about. And with that platform, I can speak about BI, speak about Better Investing to get more volunteers. Because in the Maryland chapter, what I see is we need more bodies. We need more volunteers. And I know they have in BI enough to offer to get people to come in because it's such a plentiful thing. And I love what they have to offer. So I'm ready to use the platform that I already have and grab on those volunteers. So that's my go-to. That's my purpose and my passion right now in these next 6 months to a year. Build up in the Black Investment Club and then bring in the volunteers to BI, the Maryland chapter.
Excellent. And what about for yourself personally? Any goals for retiring early or staying close to Jeff so you can hit your money mark to retire early?
Jeff's not going anywhere. I reeled Jeff in back in Toastmasters beginning days. He's like, man, he's charging me by the minute. I told him, just run my tab. I'll be all right. You'll be all right. But, yeah, so for me, Like I said, my husband and I have rental properties. We want to keep on doing that. One of the things with the rental properties, what we do is we buy the single-family homes, but we turn that four-bedroom into an eight-bedroom, and we rent out rooms. So I want to continue to keep that going. That's definitely been lucrative for us. I am a workaholic. I would love I don't have to keep talking about retirement now. I mean, I'm working from home. What more can you, you know? And I love to work. So I love to be busy. I love people. I'm going to keep that going. I'm okay with working from home. I said I would never do it, but I did, and now I'm loving it. But as far as retirement, it was on my radar for 55 and probably to put myself in a position and roll with it. I'm turning the fabulous 50 this year. Thank you. But I'll sit back for a minute and I'll listen to everybody talk about retirement, and I'll just let the money that I'm working to get, let that work for me over time. So no rush to retire.
Beautiful, beautiful. Miss Anne?
Thank you. Not sure if I'm on mute.
Nope, we hear you loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This has been great. I know we have some people that just came on, so we just want to let everybody know we are talking with Ms. Cynthia Williams. And Cynthia, as you may have already heard, is a volunteer with Toastmasters International. Actually, she's a district leader. She's also a member of In the Black Investment Club, and she also was a participant in our Better Investing 90-day free membership. So I just want to give a shout out for Better Investing. You can go to the Better Investing website, and you too, if this is your first, second, or third time and you're not a member yet, you can do the same as Cynthia's done, which is to give us a trial run by just signing up for free for the 90 days. And if you decide to continue, you will be better off for it. And if you decide not to, that's up to you. But we also want to just remember that Better Investing is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And I just want to just mention a little bit about our mission. And as a nonprofit organization, our mission is to educate individual investors and investment clubs to become successful lifelong investors. And so if you're looking for more education, which Cynthia, you've done a phenomenal job in just hitting that entire idea about investing. I took some notes and I just wanted to share those. You have a lot of people who are chatting with you in the chat. Want to really give a shout out to all of those who join us every single week, and we could not do this without you. But just a couple of notes. You talked about being tight in the very beginning, and I thought that was so very interesting because you were tight when you were young, and now you're learning how to turn that into profit. And so that is just phenomenal. You also talked about your truth and the big word. And I when you said that, I thought about how we started. I can talk to Ian, I'll talk to myself. And it just reminded me of when I was younger and learning to read, and every time I got to a big word, I skipped it. And so when you say a big word, and that's why when my children started learning how to read and they got to a big word, I said, no, get the dictionary. And we would ride, Ian shaking her head, we would ride with dictionaries in the car all over the house. No, this was before Google. I said, no. We'd have to
pocket dictionary.
Yes, we'd have to mark the word. We have to circle the word. We'd have to highlight the word. And if you had to look that same word up too many times, no, you didn't get it. So let's start that word. The other thing that you talked about was white men. And I think that, and Iona hit the nail on the head, because this is one of the very few places where you will find white men, white women, blacks, every hue, volunteering irrespective of color. And I thought it was very interesting when we went through the knee on the neck and the crisis 1, 2, 3, different crisis. I started reflecting. We didn't really have the conversation with Inside of Better Investing, but on this show I did share that this is one of the very few places that I know of that you know, we've not experienced that, if you will, and it's helped me to understand a book that you reminded me of, which is The Millionaire Next Door, which talks about regular people. And it's oftentimes we talk about education, we talk about money, and you put those two things together. Even though we're experiencing the drowning of America, okay, it's colorless. Education really is colorless. And this is one of the reasons why we're here when we're young. You get the education, nobody can take that from you. You get to determine your lot in life. So thank you so very much for mentioning that. The other thing you talked about was maxing out your accounts and selecting the funds between you and Ione. And I know that was a big aha for myself as a young investor. All I knew was just get in the habit, develop the habit. And I learned, and I'm still learning, that the habit is now developing me. So many of us, when we start saving, we start investing, diversified what? What does that mean? What's a portfolio? I mean, that's where I was, right? And so just the idea of maxing, for me, it was $20. That was my max. I mean, that's all I could do. And I just kept doing that. And so you shared about the retirement accounts, and I really want to just make sure I continue to mention this because there's so many people. Ione mentioned it before. Our last guest, our last week, talked about this subject, and then there were some eyes and some ears and some hearts that were being opened. Not a lot of conversation, but there were some ears open saying, wow, you know what? I never thought about the fact that I am investing in my retirement, but I never stopped to think about maxing it. And one of the things I personally really learned from Better Investing early on, before I knew anything about anything, when they used the word max, I knew I couldn't, but I knew I needed to. But I also knew I needed to get out of debt. And so I figured if I have a dollar, I can't really put the entire dollar on the debt. So I took $20 out of the dollar, and I saved it. I took $20 out of that dollar, and I invested it.
And Ms. Ann, can I say something to that?
Please.
Really quick. And the reason why I max, so these are the things I look at. I always look at my surroundings and my environment and where I am at the moment. So the reason why when I started working with the Postal Service and that orientation, I did the max is because I knew that I was still at home with my mom. My mother would say, anytime I can maximize my situation, I do, because I know I can. So I want everybody to be mindful of that too. Just like you said, Ms. Ann, I appreciate you saying that. I know your limits, but at the same time, if you don't have the limits and you have the opportunity to do so, then do it. And that's me. I jump in full force, but I do look at my surroundings and know that I was still living at home with my mom, so I could do the max.
Absolutely. I am so appreciative of that, because we started this program to share hashtag my investing story. And it's each one of us, what is your story? And like you and I talked before the program started, you said, wow, I have a story. And then you say, yes, you know what? I do have a story. And every single one of us have a story. Now, whether or not we want to share it yet, because I would tell you for myself, it took a while. Because and even now, we're still in the story. We're all still in the story. But we do it from a spirit of service as a volunteer, to help encourage and inspire and to uplift others. And the fact that you don't have to wait. Start now right where you are. And that's why I have no qualms in sharing my story. And the fact that all I had, when I said, was $20. And one day we'll talk about I panhandled that $20 to be able to save. And so, you know, that's why right now I don't take excuses from anybody about anything. Been there, done that, and I have the story to share. That's why we're doing the show. The other thing you talked about, Jeff, and I think Jeff might be here tonight. Jeff, if you are here, I know that I saw Jeff earlier. I'm not sure if it's your Jeff. What's Jeff's last name?
Jones.
Don't put him out on blast.
He's here.
All right, Jeff, we want to send you a shout out.
We send you a lot of love, brother, man.
Yes.
Thank you.
Janelle, Jeff, Marshall, Patricia, Robert Kennedy, thanks for blessing us with your presence. Dina, Stephan, Vivian McKnight, Yvonne, everybody, we want to just let you know how much we really appreciate you. And Deborah Gould, Dan Harder, always here, Chris Charles Lemon, And I know I get in trouble, but I just want y'all to know that we are so appreciative. Carmen, Kalina, Barbara, Bacall, Ann Newman, always, Anitra, Angelina. Yes, we can do this. It's our show.
Awesome. Can you see anybody out there from the In the Black Club?
Okay, but I don't know the name, so I named the people who are here. So
Anna McDano.
Okay.
So shout out to the Maryland chapter of Better Investing.
Yeah, shout out to the Maryland chapter. Yay!
Okay, yes, so we're all volunteers, and we're very excited. But we want to encourage our guests who are listening in, please comment, like, and share the show. And I want to give another shout out to Robert Kennedy because he is number one on social media. So, Robert, please help some sisters out here and share the show. But also, I'm going to wrap up with my comments because I do have pages. I have pages. And one of the things I love that you said, ask for help. You know, we don't ask for help. And I think that this is one of the very few places you don't have to be ashamed. And I will say this. Yes, I can talk about myself. I have 2 degrees, undergraduate degree in accounting and master's in finance. And when I got into Better Investing, I was working on a master's degree and starting my construction company. And I thought a portfolio was that thing you carry your papers around. I am not laughing and I am not ashamed because I asked for help, I got help, and I was willing to continue to learn. I was so broke. Until, you know, we hear people say, I couldn't pay attention. I could not. But no, really, I'm serious because, again, I want people to understand we want to take away every excuse. And there are people who have money and are working for the money, but because they're not learning how to make the money work for them, they're leaving millions on the table and don't know it. And then by the time they find out, and we've had people on the show. We've had people on the show. And that's why we do that. It's okay. It's okay. If you're still breathing, just make a little change. And then a little change, it doesn't have to be something huge and something big. So I just wanted to just share that and remind everybody, please go to the front of the Better Investing website and register for the 90-day free membership. That costs you anything. And Cynthia, you have been a phenomenal guest tonight to show us what's possible by starting right where you are with the free 90-day. And I don't know if you've had anybody come on and come back and say that. Have we? Because we're always talking about it.
Oh, no. So you're definitely the first.
I definitely milked that 90-day because I kept watching it to make sure, is my 90-day over?
It worth it?
It was definitely worth it. And when the club came on and we decided we were ready to start our BI membership, everything rolled and flowed right in. So I didn't lose a beat. I didn't miss a beat.
And this is the net impact of the 90 days. It does give you an opportunity to try it out like we have the kids that have the roller skates and they have, you know, the training wheels. If you have the training wheels, you don't have to know a lot. But just know, as volunteers, we're making it as easy as possible. And the other thing, and I'll wrap up with this, one other thing that I loved about what you shared earlier is how the volunteers rallied. They rallied and came to support you. And it reminded me of, and I didn't realize how blessed we were at the time when we started learning about investing, going to the meeting. I did not realize that Ellis Traub, that wrote the software, was our neighbor 2 doors down. And you talked about how God really orchestrated your life event. Ione is like second or third grade, so we could not have planned this. And then get involved with the South Florida chapter and have all the trainers come out of our chapter, like Phil Keating,
Irvin Ross.
And all of the people who were actually traveling back 20, 30 years ago talking about the software and doing the training, we're all in the same chapter.
Wow.
And so I just want to say that because people look at Ione, and yes, she's smart. I have to say that. But not to take anything away from her, but just imagine sitting at the feet of these people every single week in person, face-to-face. You know, and so you talk about somewhere we read that Edison put in 40,000 hours or 10,000, whatever it was. When you think about children, what we're exposing them to, they're putting in the hours. But to do what?
Right.
Exactly. And so for Ayana, she had the 10,000 hours by the time she became a teenager. So what are you exposing yourself to as we prepare to wrap up the show? I'm going to turn it back to Ayana. And for those of you that come on every week, you know, Ayana don't give me this much time. So I am so appreciative to Cynthia. I told you before the show starts, I get 5 minutes before the show starts, and I get 5 minutes before the end. So,
Ayana's in a good mood today.
Oh, Ayana's in a good mood today, and she lets her co-host have another 5 minutes. So Cynthia, you've been a joy. And we do want to just remind all of our listeners, put in the chat one thing you're willing to do in your personal portfolio, save or invest, join better, but something, whoever you are, just put one thing in the chat and then come back and tell us next week if you've done that. Because I love creating a challenge because I think that we should all be held accountable at another level. And oftentimes we've had people come back and say, you know what, I did it. I actually went ahead and started something that I was never asked before. And that's where I was. And that's why I said, you know what? You know, we're going to ask you. It doesn't matter how long you've been here. And Dan Harder, I want you to know we're coming for you because you did gladly volunteer to help us with some kids and things and some other people. So thank you so very much. Ayana, back to you.
Thank you. So one of the closed questions I have for you, Ms. Cynthia, is, could you talk to us about that book that Jeff recommended to you, the name of the book, and then what you learned from it?
Oh, you're on mute, Cynthia. You're talking on mute. Just a come off mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Oh, no, do it one more time.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay. So I didn't hear you.
So the question was, could you talk to us about the book you mentioned, you referenced earlier, I think recommended by Jeff,
yes.
The name of the book and then your experience with the book.
Yes, it's called The Simple Path, The Simple Path to Wealth by J. L. Collins.
Mm-hmm. And what did that book do for you?
Again, another thing, not only with just hearing it from Jeff, but just reading that book gave me a total different perspective, had me think of things in a different light. So that's the biggest thing I got out of that book. So read the book, because, again, you may be thinking one way, but just read it and go with it with an open mind. That's what I want to say. I don't want to spoil it for anyone. But go into it with an open mind and let it change your perspective. Have you looking at things a totally different way? That's what I got out of that book, and it really did a lot for me.
Excellent. Well, we're so happy that, again, you said yes to being a guest, and I am really excited to have In the Black as a club on the show. So we'll set a date for that and get the club as a whole on. Is there any parting words? From your heart, words of wisdom you want to share with the audience, to the Better Investing community or even to new investors, but we want you to have the last words, whatever you want
okay,
to say.
Okay, definitely. Something I said at the beginning, we were offline, I was talking with Miss Anna. So when you go into Better Investing, so all those who aren't a member just yet or even Googling it, when you go in there, one of the things I want you to go in with in your mind is to respect the process. So again, this is not a get quick rich scheme. Just take it for what it's worth, and it's full of knowledge. It has a plethora of information. So just go in there, and I just say to you, respect the process and just know the process, learn the process, and just take that journey. It's a beautiful thing.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Williams, for your time. It's been beautiful to hear your path and hear your story. And we'll let Ms. Ann close out.
Thank you all for.
All right. Listen, everybody, thank you for listening to another episode of Hashtag My Investing Story. And our guest tonight has been Cynthia Williams. And what we did not say is she's actually sitting waiting for an investment club meeting to start. So you are such a trooper. You're such a trooper, and we are so appreciative that you are willing to bless us tonight. And we want to encourage everybody, please join us next Wednesday, same time, same place. And if you missed the program, you can catch it on any of the podcasts or Bet Investing, join our Bet Investing Facebook group for the South Florida chapter. You can join any of the chapters because they're all great. But also remember, you can have access to a lot of free information on the Bet Investing website. And until next time, we will see all of you next week, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here on Facebook Live. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Goodbye.